Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1547, air date March 6th, 2025.
So let me just begin in the interest of time. First of all, welcome to everyone who's new. First step on this is to make sure each one of you does get connected to a local leader. So whoever's helping do that, please make sure that happens. People get connected. It's very, very important. It takes a lot of effort in the universe to get content out, you guys finding us and then coming to this thing. But what we're doing is actually building a real movement. This is not about all these people out there who yap all day. But the final red line in the sand, if you want to think about it, is they will steal our content, act like they're against the establishment. But the fundamental issue is they have no interest in building a movement. They have no idea. They haven't built the infrastructure. They don't have a global team. They don't live, breathe, and eat this every day. What they are into, likely supported by CIA, Mossad, is many of these people. And you've seen them recently, the level of duplicity and how they vacillate on Kennedy or Trump, Mike Adams, Catherine Fitz. She says a bunch of good stuff, but then she'll accommodate Kennedy, you see? So these are the people why there is no change in the universe, at least in our universe. So let me give you the way that if you choose to, if you really want to get out of this, you have to make some decisions in your life. Do you want to actually do the work? And it is hard work. It is not easy. And let me explain this on a deeply personal level and a deeply political level. They are deeply connected. This is a very personal journey as well as a global journey. If you look at The Swarm, as I call it, number one, you have to watch Shatter the Swarm at least five times. If you haven't seen it, and you think, oh yeah, I understand it. You know, Dr. Shiva's saying a lot of things I agreed with. That's great. That's just the first step. You're just taking a kindergarten step. The much more important step is, are you willing to march down and do the work to liberate yourself and collectively with others? But you have to want to do it for yourself. And let me explain what I mean by this. I'm going to go into detail of this more deeper into 8 p.m., but if you can visualize this and understand this, The Swarm, as I call it, its entire existence is based on alienation, abandonment, and loneliness of you as an individual. Let me repeat that again. The Swarm wants you to alienate yourself from society, run off into the woods, go off grid, alienate from people. Be abandoned by people. Be let down by people. So it's very deep. It's very deeply, deeply, deeply psychological. It occurs at the individual level and it occurs at the global level. They must make you alienated. And what are the things they want you to make you alienated from? And how do they do this? Well, they do it in two ways. One is to make sure that you're alienated and you don't do, well, let me just step back here. The process, the alienation, the abandonment, the loneliness are the end process of these very two specific things that they do. One thing is to make sure that whatever you do, want to do for your living is, or who you want to be with, very powerful stuff. What you want to do, make, create, and who you want to love, be with, is not predicated on what you love, but is predicated on the forces of power, profit, control, money. This is very deep because people are in relationships with other human beings, not real loving, kind, soulful relationship, but because of one person's extracting something from the other and the other person's extracting something from them. It is not a relationship of coming together to build something. It is typically an exploitative relationship. Men do it to women, women do it to men. There's no love when you watch Donald Trump and his wife. There's no love between Elon Musk and the women he's banged. Nothing. These are monetary production relationships of sorts. So that occurs globally. Everyone is forced. In the Indian system, they used to marry people, and they still do, on arranged marriages. In the European monarchy systems, they did it based on Victorian, you know, land acquisition. Guy would marry a woman, and then you'd have a bunch of mistresses, and the woman would have her, whatever mistress, I don't know what you call it, the language, but It was predicated on power, profit, control. This alienates the soul because human beings want these deep connections. They want someone who really loves them deeply. Then on the other side, we have what you do. How many of you are actually doing and giving to society the actual innate abilities that you have or you want to do? Or are you scamming somebody? Or are you hustling to do something? Very few people make that courageous decision to do that. It's courageous because you will have to put up with a lot of bullshit when you pursue in an honest way what you want to do, you see? So the establishment, through the forces of power, profit, control, dehumanizes people at a very fundamental soulful level. It alienates the individual from themselves. People run off. I can't deal with this. I'm going to go off and live in the woods. Seemingly spiritual, but it's actually antithetical to human existence. Human beings want human soulful connections. It's in nature. In fact, we have 1,000 genes. We are built not to be isolated, but to connect. And when you have those genes turned on, your immune system turns on, and you live long and prosperous and happy. You see, forget the vitamins, forget the supplements, forget the yoga, forget all that bullshit. It's human connection. This is why they have found people who live to 110, the societies where people live really long. It's not, yeah, they work out and they exercise. In fact, they don't even work out, but they have these soulful, deep connections. Community. You want to call it communism? Great, call it. Call me a communist. That is what human beings seek. We seek this deep connection in the short time that we're here. It's in our genes. And what this fucking swarm does is destroy people at a very deep level. It alienates people from others. Now, the way they do it is they've created a dysfunctional world made up of money and profit and control. It's actually dysfunctional. It is not the natural state of human beings. And you'll learn that if you take the course, the historical meaning of all of that. And you're going to start a kindergarten. You don't know what you don't know. And the people who really are in our movement that are going to fundamentally change the world are unconscious, or they're conscious incompetence. They know what they don't know. And you see, there's nowhere else you can get this content, because it took me years of analysis, organizing, curriculum building, as much bigger than the invention of email, much bigger than cytosol. People say, wow, you created cytosol, you can go solve diseases. Yep, created email, yeah. But this is probably my most profound invention because it intersects many, many fields. But what we're talking about is you. Who are you? What does a real life mean? Are you willing to take bold steps, be courageous, or will you be a slave? Because what this forces of dysfunction do is that they create this vicious cycle of abandonment, alienation, loneliness. Then you try to reconcile that. You have hopium, always given hope. This politician, that politician, this guru, that religious leader, you know, go to church, all this bullshit. It's all bullshit. Because it takes you away from facing this process of recognizing that there is inherent in this system is loneliness and abandonment. And then you try to band-aid it by seeking some type of reconciliation with the swarm. You try to accommodate it. Oh, well, Kennedy said a lot of fucked up things, but you know, he did say this thing. Mike Adams says this, stupid idiot. I can lead a horse to water, but can't make him drink it. That's where Mike Adams is. So you have a lot of these people who are naive or dumb or stupid or part of the problem. And then, so you try to do some reconciliation. Oh, I guess Trump is it. So you try to vote for him. He's a fucking abuser, or Biden or whoever, all these people. And then, so you go from abandonment, alienation to some type of fake reconciliation, reconnection. You start doing your daily shit. Okay, I'm going to live with this nonsense. And then there's disappointment again. And then once again, you feel alienated and abandoned and lonely. And then you go back in this process of some type of reconciliation. And then you try to reconnect. And then you get disappointed, alienated, and abandoned. A false reconciliation. And most of this reconciliation is occurring because you have no choice. Think about some of you may have been in a family, and this occurs at a deeply personal level. You're a child. Your parents are fucked up. Let's say they don't do the right things. You have crazy situations. Your parents are not strong enough to do the right things. You're abandoned. You feel lonely. So what do? But you, as a child, you don't have a choice. So you have to reconcile with the situation because you're a slave to getting food and water and whatever care from these parents. And then you go through this process of a forced reconciliation. Then you're back into reconnecting in a dysfunctional system. You get disappointed, and this process continues, you see? So you have to understand this dynamic that is taking place at the individual level, but also at the political level. We have politicians. People go fucking elect them. What do? They always fucking disappoint you. You say, fuck, I'm not going to vote again. I'm just going to go live in the woods. And you can see many people do this, especially people get active. And then they go into, well, let me try this again. A reconciliation, back to some type of fake reconnection, disappointment, and the cycle just continues. It happens at a global level, but happens at a individual level to every one of us. Every one of us has a story. But some of us began looking at these systems, stepping back, observing it, and realizing the great destruction that it does to human beings and the soul, particularly. It's soul destructive. And then you have to make a choice. Are you willing? Do you want to break the cycle of abuse? Because that's what it is. 8 billion working people, a handful of abusers in personal relationships and in global relationships. And they're the same characteristics. You'll see them. You have to decide what you want to do. Or will you accommodate that anymore? Will you keep fake, you know, appeasing these individuals in your lives, personally, as well as globally? Because it's never going to work, guys. You will feel alienated and abandoned. You will want to run away. You won't want to participate. You'll ask all the dumb fucking questions because they've trained you. Never to say, oh, how do I get out of this? What is a bottoms-up movement? What is Truth Freedom Health? Who is Dr. Shiva? Where does he come from? Where do the leaders of this movement come from? Who are these people? Why are they doing this? Because I'll tell you the why. Because those people, particularly in our leadership program, who are learning this and willing not to be dilettantes. You see, one of the things that they do is train people to be dilettantes, meaning come and go, try a little bit, dabble. This is part of what the swarm does. It destroys people's commitment to anything. Doesn't want you to have a goal. It doesn't want you to hurt. Because it takes a lot of pain to break out of this. It is not fucking easy. Individually or politically, globally. This is really your soul's journey at a deep level. But to break out of this cycle, you have to understand this cycle of abuse. And then you have to decide, well, on the individual level, I'm going to have to make decisions. And then on the political level, I have to find other people who've made that decision because you cannot do this alone. There's no fucking way. It's too big. That is called a movement. And who are these people you're connecting with? Are they people from that establishment who've created this system, the swarm? Or is it people who are new, who are innocent, who are honest? What is the character of people you want to be with? Do you want to be with celebrities? Do you want to go hang out with scumbags to get something out of them? You see, these are very exploitative relationships. It is a healing, a redemption you have to go through at a deep level. You have to ask yourself, what is the meaning of life? These are very difficult questions. And the answers are even more scary because you'll have to do things that are very uncomfortable for you and others. You'll have to decide why. I want to learn this shit. I really got to understand this. And then you'll have a certain understanding at a certain level. Then you go take certain actions and you get a deeper understanding. But you're at least on the path to liberation because you understand this process that they do not want you to connect with other human beings who want to who have understood this system, want to break it. The cycle of abuse, that's what it is. It's a cycle of fucking abuse. And you have to really reflect on your own lives. How many people in your own lives you've let get away with abuse? Are you participating in that abuse? Do you try to scam the system? Are you a charlatan? You have to face up to that. Are you a hustler? Do you hustle other people? Do you want to live a life of character and integrity, which is much harder in this world? But if you have a community of other people, real friendships. You see, I had a couple of people over at my house a couple of days ago. You know, I live in a swarm neighborhood. And I decided to put up some signs in my neighborhood against my own abusers in my neighborhood. A couple of our Truth From Health warriors came. And it was very special because you knew that around that table, you could fucking trust these people. They would watch your back. How many of you have people like that? I'm not talking about family or friends. I'm talking about people who understand life, who understand existence, why we're here, have studied it, and are highly conscious beings. They understand every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That's actually the law of karma. Karma and karma fall. You sow what you reap. You sit aside and you be a victim. You don't study, you don't learn. When I've made that knowledge available through our movement, you come to orientations and you don't work over the week to bring other people to mobilize and build this movement. You're hurting yourselves because you know what's right. It takes work to get out there. We hand out cards. What are we handing out those cards? It's for you to find others who want to save themselves. We're not saying there's any fucking savior here. He said that's the difference between us and all these fucking religions. We're a movement about people taking personal responsibility, respecting themselves, being a good fucking human being, and recognizing that path ultimately leads you to the ultimate goal. There's to fight evil. There is no other path. Now, if you can connect with others, if you have the fortune of finding people of this quality, and continually in refinement, man, that is beyond any wealth you can have. Finding 10 people, 20 people, 100 people who you know understand this and they want to break this massively systemic cycle. Because when we talk about bottoms up movement, by the people, for the people, those words may seem like simple words, but they're real. Every Thursdays we meet at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. It's a long day. And we have about 56 people here. If you guys are resonating with this message, bring at least one other person next time. Do that for your own soul's journey, because you're communicating to others that there are people who do care and they actually have a solution. They're not sitting around twiddling their thumbs and wondering what to do, what to do. No, we actually know what the fuck to do. Number one, go to Shatter the Swarm. Come to these orientations, but become a Truth From Health Warrior Scholar. And when you go through that program, all of you who have gone, there's a lot of people who go through the program once, and sometimes they're the worst students because they think they went through it once, but they really don't know jack shit because they never really understood what a bottoms-up movement is and why a bottoms-up movement demands your participation. So I encourage all of you who have gone through it once, go through it again. We are the only curriculum on the planet that is for breaking the cycle. There is no other curriculum. Think about all these stupid psychotherapists for eons and eons manipulating people. The number of psychotherapists in the United States, I think, went up to like 100,000 in a period of one decade. And more marriages break up, more relationships break up. So obviously they don't know what the fuck they're talking about because they have not connected it at the deep level. that are you connected with people who are on the same path, mission-oriented? What are their core values? Men are taught to look for women with big tits. Girls are taught to find guys with big wallets. It's an exploitative relationship. It has nothing to do with anything beyond that, because it's about power, profit, control. Women are taught from day one to prostitute themselves. Men and all people are taught to prostitute their labors. This is not how human beings are supposed to be. So you have to ask yourself, do you want to break from that cycle? Do you want to be a good human being? Do you want to work hard? And it takes great, great, infinite amounts of courage. But anyone who fundamentally takes this path has great, great, deep love for themselves and for everyone else. Because you're talking about saying, I understand this. I understand my health is predicated on social connections. I understand those social connections are something that the establishment does not want. Those social connections are deeply related to my physical health. Why wouldn't I do this? Unless you're suicidal. So I would argue that once you come to this understanding, you have no choice. You have no fucking choice but to fight. And then you have to say, how do I fight? You have to learn the mechanics. You have to understand how this operates, and you have to be able to step back and see it in your own lives at a personal level and at a global level. And that's what we do. That's the educational content we put out, is to wake, not only wake people up, but to get people out of fucking bed and do the right thing at the right time with the right people. Do the right thing at the right time with the right people. Now, that takes knowledge, education, wisdom. And 99% of the working people of this world have been denied that wisdom. They've been distracted. Go here, go there, go this. Try this thing, try this thing, try this thing. What we teach people is the fundamental laws of the universe, which are eternal. Laws that are come from engineering system science. And we've interconnected it to ancient systems of medicine. We've bridged East and West. So these laws are, you know, not ephemeral. They're not evanescent. They are eternal. So once you learn those fundamental laws, you're grounded, you're anchored in reality, not bullshit. So if you want to really connect with yourself and others, if you want to overcome this abandonment, the loneliness many people feel, if you want to break through, if you want real reconciliation, which is smashing and shattering the swarm, that's the real duty of every human being. It's not reconciling with shit. It's to eliminate it out of your lives. Now that takes boldness, courage. Then you become a co-creator with your creator. So I want to welcome everyone and let you know that if you made it this far, you know, the best of saying is being. The best of saying is being. You know what that means? Action. Talk all the shit you want, but what are you doing? So I want to welcome you, but take this very seriously. Your soul has brought you here, not just watching some video. Something very deep in your soul has moved you to come here. I hope for your own sake that you want to save yourself, that you take this understanding, connect with people, and they teach you. You see, our leaders, they're students. I'm always a student. I'm probably the most conscious incompetent because I know how much more I have to learn every day to even teach this stuff, because it's very deep stuff. And every time I do these, every Thursdays, it's a discipline that I have to do. And every time I do it, I become a better teacher. But I also learn these concepts deeper. So those leaders are on the call. You have to have meaningful conversations with new people. You have to be willing to serve, because you're helping them. By helping them, you help yourself. So I want to welcome you all, and I hope you take your life seriously. And I hope you recognize that the swarm has no intention of you having any deep social connections. They want you to live a very fake, ephemeral, meaningless life, because that's how they live. They don't have any deep connections, guys. The only connection they have is to matter and material wealth. That's it. That's it. Wealth that they did not, by the way, earn. Wealth that they stole through this process of alienation and abandonment of you. So you don't fight back. Purpose of life is to fight evil, and they're evil. And you have to do it in a very deliberate way. There is no overnight solution to this. It begins with each individual understanding that they have to want to save themselves. Coral, if you scroll down, you can look at the reality of what they're doing to you. In that chart there, lifespan is going down, cost of living is going up. The number one reason lifespan is going down is lack of social connections. It's all very deliberate.